This is Henderson Penn's podcast, episode 385 for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning. So I have this app on my phone, right?
You have a bunch of them.
Yeah, we all do. You know, it's a very useful app. It tells me, it protects against spam, and it tells me who the caller is. I can look up the phone call and everything.
Okay.
It was weird. I got a call yesterday from the police department asking for an interview.
Okay.
Right? So I'm looking at my app, and I'm like, and I'm thinking, that's really weird, because I never applied for a job there.
Nice. Let's start with the CoEco.
Great.
All right. So the new Lavender, is this the Skyline Sport or the...
Technically, I guess it is a Skyline Sport because it has the silver trim and the silver jewel on the top with just the plain steel.
And yeah, I really like the color. It's nice and springy and bright. I like that the box
comes
matches,
in a matching box,
which as like a retailer makes it really easy to grab the right thing.
It is, yeah. It's so nice because you're like, oh, geez, I wonder if we have any violets left and lavenders or whatever. And then I just pick it up and there it is. So
as opposed to just all the black boxes. Pretty color. Everything else is pretty much the same. It's still a plastic cap and barrel.
It's just a very springy color.
It's just a really... pretty bright, happy color.
Yeah, most of the sports are seem to be dark colors. You know, it's black, green, guilloche,
burgundy,
chess, burgundy,
navy blue, dark blue. Right.
So it's nice to have a couple of lively colors.
Yes, yes.
In the mix.
Absolutely. So I'm excited about that.
We haven't talked about these in a while. The Twisby Go.
$18.99.
What a super cool pen. It's not going to be mistaken for a Visconti or a Sailor. But man, this thing is bomb proof. Nice plastic barrel section.
Push it.
Yeah, and then it has what you basically call a syringe filler almost with a spring. And you push on it and it will fill into the barrel pretty full.
So it fills on the downstroke.
It fills on the upstroke. Yeah. So you can do it like two or three times and then the whole thing fills up.
Holds a ton of ink.
It doesn't have a clip, but it's got an integrated roll stop.
Yes.
And you could put a lanyard there if you wanted to.
Oh, how cool
side.
Is that? Yeah.
And I like that it's transparent so you can see that. It looks just funky.
Okay.
And,
you know, Twisby is known for pretty solid, reliable pens at a really great value price point. They don't pretend to be a $1,000 pen.
No.
You know, some companies out there market their pens as, you know, God's gift to pens, but well, they do, you know, made with DNA
God's
or whatever.
Gift
I've had some coffee.
That's
leave
good.
Me alone.
That's good. I can think of several brands that would fit that category.
But, you know, Twisby owns what it is. It's a great writing, value-priced pen. It's a great starter. It's a great upgrade. I mean, you know, you've got your Twisby Go with just your spring filler here. Mm-hmm. You've got for $50, you've got your 580.
580s, yep. Your
with a piston filler.
Yep. Yeah, so they have great design.
Yes.
And
some great colors. I really like that they come out with new colors periodically, and they're kind of a one and done. They just make X many, and you grab it or you don't. Just to keep the line fresh, they really are, I think, more innovative than a lot of other companies.
Yeah. So this is a cool pen, and it comes with three colors.
Yep.
Full transparent.
The blue.
And then smoke. And then they have, on the two colored versions, they have a little bit of a colored bit at the end. And so your red Twisby logo is... complemented by the color of the barrel. So,
but holds a lot of ink. Also, not a big financial commitment.
Yeah, same nib that's on the Twisby Mini, and like you say, it's not a Visconti.
Ooh.
But so like that segue, that was a pretty
not
good,
really.
No, it wasn't a good segue. This is a Visconti.
All right, so Twisby Go, a great value price. They stand behind their product. I feel like an infomercial.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
Another company that has done amazing, amazing things with their brand. you know, several years ago, there were issues.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And they have owned it. They have improved it. They have come out with some just phenomenal things at a very different price point. And they don't pretend to try to be a value-priced brand.
They are not, yeah.
They own the fact that maybe not everyone can afford it. Maybe not everyone wants it. But it is a wonderful brand. Is the new Visconti Demo Stones. These are transparent, colored, and it's a nice feel.
It's nice. I like this. This color is great.
So is that why I got the ruby?
Well, that one reminds me almost of like, remember the red wine that we had a few years ago?
It's also my birthstone.
But these are interesting because they have the essentially the My Pen, the matching colored stone on the top.
That's cool. I don't recall that they've done that before.
I don't think so.
Which is really a nice extra touch. You can do the My Pen system down at the bottom.
Yeah, so they moved it to the bottom of the barrel, like on the Mirage, where you put the My Pen, your initials on the bottom. So could technically, I guess, put another jewel down here. I don't know how well
that would be really blingy.
I don't know how well that would cap, but I guess you could do that. But Homo sapiens, two-stage, double reservoir power filler in these transparent materials. We just started getting them in. There are three colors, essentially red, green, and blue. And
it also uses the new in-house 14K nib.
Yep.
Really, Visconti has just taken it to a whole new level in the last few years, really, really making some major upgrades, some major improvements, and they just keep coming out with new and more new things that are just more and more gorgeous.
Let's talk about paper.
You know, we're going in order. Poor Justin's all confused now.
That's the only way I'm going to get this done.
All right.
The police are after me. After
I may tell them where to find you.
We've got some Marumon here, too.
Yes. All right, so you go first.
I love these. We've talked about these before. I love these. The little Marumon.
It's so funny when you get like all goofy about paper.
Well, you know, this brings me back to like, you know, when you're a kid and you're watching the film noir and the, you know, you've got the reporter,
the detective,
and he's flipping out his notebook and he's writing things down, and that's what this is. It's a nice little pocket case. It's got it's got the Nemesine logo on there, and you can put your
business cards or whatever, extra notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a little flip out on here, which I love, which is really, really cute.
You're flipping out?
If you had a real thin pencil, you can flip this part out, and then your pencil or your pen. Actually, you could just put the clip in there. Is probably what that's probably the best use of that. So if I was going to take this. This Visconti here, which is a little bit ridiculous because it's twice the size of the notebook. But if you have a smaller pen, Twisby Mini would be perfect size, but you could put the clip in there and then you've got that. And when you don't, you can just lift this up. There's actually a little slot out there for that. And then, of course, the 179 we now have these in, which is great.
The refills that specifically fit the notepad.
Yeah, it's literally the only one that does. We checked out, we must have checked out about six or seven different
everything was too wide,
A6-ish size notebooks. They were all a little bit
not quite right.
Disproportionate. And so we have these now, and these are great. I love them.
Little Goldilocks.
Little Goldilocks? Just right.
Too big, too small, whatever. Marumon also makes about a dozen or more other notebooks in different sizes and configurations that we also carry. You've got a couple different sizes, ring bound at the spiral bound at the top, on the side, there's some staple bound. But the best thing about these is it's just really good paper. I think some people are a little nervous about Tomoe River paper.
Okay, because
it's too thin. Yeah. They think it's too fragile. They're just afraid
of
whatever.
It's a little bit higher price, so we've got to have a good reason to use it, kind of thing.
And so this is phenomenal paper.
It's got cool ruling too.
It's
got a date. It's got a couple columns here. So if I write a list, I can check off in progress, done, date on the top. And I like these too because the covers are.
The covers are plastic. They're definitely heavier. Yeah. So these are not going to get beat up in your bag or your purse or wherever you keep it.
It's real nice.
Some pads with cardboard covers, it's nice that they're a little more eco-friendly, but they do sometimes get beat up or bent or whatever.
Yeah, this is
so
a good idea.
These are not.
And they're perforated too, which is awesome.
Yes.
I love perforate. And it's a nice little micro perforation too. You know, the ones that just, they kind of like zip out. You know, when you.
Yeah.
They're just so nice.
So these are
they
great.
They make that little sound. It's so pleasing. Mariman. My dirty little pleasure, apparently.
Is tearing your paper.
So anyway, just wanted to bring that up, Mariman. We carry a lot of it, and it's really good stuff. Everything from
side,
top, bound. Check it out. Sailor Maintenance Kit.
Yes.
These things are hot. They're very popular. They're actually.
Why don't you confess?
I have to admit, these are more popular than I thought they would be. They are more popular than I thought they would.
My God.
No, and they work phenomenal. In fact, yesterday I was using one to clean out a pen that I got, a Sailor
pen. You got
a pen? I did. I don't have it here. Don't have it to show. But it was a Sailor, and this thing has a cool little adapter that you fit on the syringe. I'm just going to keep going. That you fit on the syringe to help flush it out, and it really does a bang-up job real quick.
I will confess, we were a little hesitant. Just like when we were slow to use a bulb syringe, which is just the best thing on the planet.
You were slow to use a bulb syringe?
I was.
Years ago?
Yeah. To clean out a pen.
Mm-hmm.
But I also used them on my children back in the day, so I just had a hard time making that shift.
These are really,
really, really well thought out. Everything is in a small, compact box, so you don't have... You know, I'm the queen of baggies. Everything can go in a baggie, and that way it stays clean, it stays separate, it doesn't jumble around. But to have this all in one little plastic case is great.
Yeah, so you can rinse it out if you get any ink in there or whatever.
Yep, but it keeps everything together, and this way, toss it in your drawer, toss it in your backpack, toss it in your...
Yeah, it really is. It really is travel size, really. I mean, you can throw it in there, and you actually even could, you could probably fit a couple more things in there. But it comes with an empty cartridge, comes with a syringe in a protective little case, and then it comes with a cleaning, the syringe with the cleaning tube on it. So really a cool thing. If you have a Sailor, you ought to try one of these. They're really pretty fantastic.
Okay.
I like them a lot. So, along at the same time, Sailor has, if you all have a Sailor Mini or some of the old vintage Sailor pocket pens will take this mini converter.
So this is smaller
this is
than
smaller,
the regular?
Yep, it's shorter. It's shorter by about whatever that is, but half an inch.
Okay.
And it fits in there, and you instead of using just cartridges, you've got to now have a mini converter option.
Now, can you use this in a full size?
Only if you're crazy. Yes, you
okay.
can.
So it's not thinner, it's just shorter.
No, it's just shorter.
Okay.
It's just shorter. So the mini converter, that was in the lineup. And this is cool.
You know, we get requests all the time for empty cartridges. People want the convenience of a cartridge, but they don't always want to clean out their own cartridge. I believe Sailor is the only one who actually makes them available
for purchase.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I mean, you know, if you don't have cartridges and you want to use cartridges, or quite simply the ones you have are just too old and they're kind of nasty looking, and you like to fill with cartridges because you do get the most capacity, you can get some nice, clean, empty cartridges. And you can put them in this cool
thing. This is great.
This I really like.
Yeah, they really, really, again, thought this out very well. It's a little plastic box that will hold cartridges.
I love this. I mean, we used to, when we were going to shows, I always had a bag. I had to have...
A baggie.
It was a baggie, and I would say, okay, well, I need to have Sailor, Platinum, and Pilot cartridges, because I use Vanishing Points, I always have a Sailor, and I've always got a Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would throw them in a bag. And here, now this is made just for Sailor, but... How nice would that have been to say, okay, well, this is my Sailor case, and these are my Sailor cartridges, and then they're easy to find, and little nice little tiny...
Protected in a box.
Yeah, it's really a cute, super cute idea, and they're super inexpensive, too.
Do you have any in your bag now?
I do. They're in a Ziploc. Or they're in the original little Sailor two-pack
okay.
case.
Yep.
But yeah, I actually do need one of those.
Okay.
So I confess again, the accessories actually did a lot better than I expected they would. And if you don't have one of these kits, you ought to try them out. They're pretty super.
When you use fountain pens, you will at some point in your life get ink on your clothes.
Yeah, you sure will.
And so we have carried Amidex for years.
This stuff is great.
One of my favorite memories of Amidex, I have two. One is talking to the owner of the company. She's got four kids and just talking about years and years and years ago what this will work on. This will work on Sharpie. We actually sent the company several ink samples, including Bay State Blue.
Okay.
And a couple other pigmented inks and all sorts of stuff so that she could experiment. And they come in two different sizes. The smaller size is more like a mascara wand.
It's like a little half ounce size.
And the larger size, the 1 ounce, is in a little bottle with a little dispensing cap.
Just get the big one.
Well, this is great to keep at your desk drawer at work.
In your briefcase
or
next
in
to
your briefcase.
Ziploc bag full of
this
cartridges.
Is great for travel. If you get, let's say, lipstick on your clothes or you splatter wine or whatever, get away from me.
Because that happens.
It happens to other people.
Okay.
The most important thing to remember about Amidex is this does not work like Windex. This is not wipe on, wipe off. This is put it on your stain in the morning, let it sit all day, rinse it when you come home, see if you need to put more on. If you do, put a little more on, let it sit overnight.
You have to follow the directions.
Yes.
You know, I'll never forget. It's like, well, you're scared hand cleaner. And a customer called up and says, you know, I don't think this stuff's working for me. I said, well, did you follow the directions? Did you put it on? Did you wait? Did you follow the directions? No, I didn't. He says, but it's not working for me. You got to follow the directions.
Yes. So with Amidex, you definitely have to let it sit. The nice thing is it does not bleach your clothes. There is no bleach.
Yep.
So it's great. My other favorite story is we had a customer come in, scary pissed off. He was... Sweet little man.
Not happy.
He was.
He's a pastor.
Pissed off. He was crazy mad. He had just bought these brand new shirts, and I never forget, I was just
shocked. Did he have it with him?
Yeah, he had
two. He brought the shirt.
From the dry cleaner, two or three, on the dry cleaner, directly from the dry cleaner, and he was so pissed off because he had these like $85 shirts, and I remember thinking, who spends $85 on a shirt? And he had a Retro 51, and he had forgotten to retract the refill.
Mm.
And he had some
nice little refill, stain in the bottom of the pocket.
Stain at the bottom of the pocket.
Yep.
And he took it to the dry cleaner, and it didn't come out. And he was mad that we had sold him this defective pen. And eventually, he admitted he left the refill out. And he was pissed that he had ruined three shirts. And so we gave him some Amidex, and he tried it, and he came back, and he was the
happiest man.
Happiest man on the planet. And every time he was in the store and anybody was nearby, he was like a spokesmodel for Amidex after that.
Yeah.
he had rollerball or ballpoint that had been, it had sat there, it had dried, it had been dry cleaned, and it did come out.
We were talking about him yesterday, as a matter of fact.
How is he?
Yeah, I don't
have you heard anything?
No, I have not. So nice man. I've never seen a pastor so angry. You think we did something.
It was a little scary.
It was, yeah. I was like,
but that was, I would like to think, one of the more worst case scenarios.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah. So you just follow the directions.
Yep.
It will come out if you follow the directions.
Vintage!
So this week we're going to do something different.
Oh.
You know, we've been doing Japanese for the last month or so.
You're not going to keep any?
I'm not going to keep any of these. there's some talk about number 10 here. But this week we're going to do American. We've got some Esterbrooks.
Nice.
And look at that, nice J and green.
Okay.
I've got a couple J's here, green, blue, and maybe everybody's favorite is the copper.
Yep.
Full-size J's, double jewels. And we've got a couple of those.
And what about those? What's the other thing about those?
We do have some pens in here from the Fred Krinke collection.
Cool.
So some of these, and they will be noted as such. So if you couldn't make the auction, we've got a couple of those pens here. So we've got a couple Esther books.
Okay.
We also have a very interesting selection of Parker 45 assimilated.
That's
so
cool.
This one here is actually a very late, it's after Eversharp took over the company. So it looks like a 45. It even has a chalk mark on it. But the nib unit is fixed instead of threaded. So we kind of call it an Eversharp 45 just to...
That's cool. It's still
So it's got the $2.98 sticker on it. But we've got a nice gray one. And then a couple of my favorites. I've always liked these gold filled.
Yeah, those are cool.
Very, very pretty with 14 karat nibs. And they're just really nice.
Okay.
I like these a lot. Parker 180, one of my all-time favorites.
That is cool.
I love this pen. If you're not familiar with the 180, the cool thing about the 180 is the name is exactly what you think it says. Means it has what's called, in this particular case, an XM nib. So if you write on one side, it's extra fine, and you flip it over 180 degrees and you write, it's a medium.
You know, this is a pen that's designed to do that. It never ceases to amaze me how many people think that
every pen should do
that. Every fountain pen is designed that way, and they're not. And so we've had people come into both stores and either complain or ask, okay, well, how does it write upside down? Well,
good luck.
It doesn't. It's not supposed to. If it does, good for you, but it's not supposed to. Yeah. This one is.
This one's designed to do it. So it's literally, it's marked XM for extra fine and medium. And if you're into examining nib grinds and stuff, it's a very interesting grind, the way it's done so that it writes both sides.
That is cool.
It's neat. It's got a little metal overfeed on one side and then your black feed on the other. So it's a really neat pen. We may decide that this may not make the list here.
We may decide?
We may. This is a Waterman.
Royal
Wee. This is a Royal Wee. There's a nice Waterman.
Okay.
I forget the model on this one. But, I mean, look at that nib. It says L on it for... Lisa's going to let me have this one. I don't know. It's large. It's super broad. And a beautiful, beautiful pen. Please buy this and so I don't have to.
You never have to.
Well, I know. But it's a beautiful pen and it writes like a dream. If you like... Double broad.
So you're going to keep it and withhold that pleasure from some customer?
I absolutely am considering it. this week we've got some more affordable things. And I came across, we had a gentleman in the store who's interested in Shaver No Nonsense. And I said, you know what? We came across some interesting ones. I've got this kind of mustard yellow. I've got a stainless steel one.
That's cool.
Check this nib out.
I gotta look here.
I don't think you need glasses to see that.
Broad, oh my God.
The broad italic nib.
That's
on there.
Huge.
It's great.
Hey, if it snows again, we could shovel with it.
We could. So this week is gonna be completely different. There might be a couple surprises in there. I have some other pens that I'm working on, some Japanese pens that I will maybe throw in if I get them done. So.
Okay.
But it'll be Esther Brooks, Parker 45s, Schaefer No Nonsense, and then a couple of other specialty pens.
I'm not gonna rehash, please be patient with shipping. But please be patient with shipping. We ship packages out literally 6, sometimes 7 days a week.
Yeah.
We get them out of our store as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
And then once it gets to the postal system, we are all at the mercy of the post office. So as long as there's tracking, it's on the way to you. I have no idea why some of these packages are going, you know, from Wisconsin, where we are, to you in Pennsylvania, and it goes to California first. I have no idea why. Please just be patient.
Yep.
There are some upcoming price changes that we will be talking about.
Should we talk about that? Let's talk about price changes.
I
think we should.
Price changes. All right.
Platinum.
Platinum had a small price change that went into effect March 1st.
Okay.
And it was some ink, the converters went up a dollar, couple other things. The Curidas went up, the Procyon. And now in April, we were just notified that effective April 1st, there is a much bigger price increase.
Well, it's a much larger group of...
Not
bigger, per se.
So the 3776s, the converters are going up again.
And now the 3776s aren't going up
They're
that much.
Not they're going up significantly. They are going up $5 to $10. But they are going up. So if you are considering that, grab it now before the price increase.
We're pretty well stocked on pretty much all the colors and nibs and stuff. So
Retro 51 is also having a small price increase that goes into effect in early April.
Okay. And Retro is actually coming out with new owners are now building back up stock of some of the designs that we previously had thought were discontinued. Which is
they are
nice.
Not, or they are now.
We thought they were going to be discontinued,
and they are.
They're now coming
continuing.
Back.
Continuing,
yes,
correct.
Yeah. So, like we had, like the Corona,
Smithsonian Corona,
cool. Not the coronavirus. But I could say when I got home, I got a Corona. But the Corona, Smithsonian Corona, was out, and I missed one because I remember right away when George said he's retiring. I said, okay, Dave, order me a Corona. Order me. There's a couple other metalsmiths. And the Corona was discontinued, but now it's back.
Right.
And I did grab one. So
the new owners are definitely reevaluating everything. And so the classic lacquers, most of the colors are staying. I did not see the brown on the list.
I think the brown is going away. The brown's going away.
Do we have any left?
I don't know.
I like that.
We're going to order one for you.
The rose gold. Some of them are going up in price just a little bit. Some will not be coming back. They will be coming out with some new designs, but they're really trying to be very strategic about it, which is a smart thing for new owners. And so I saw on the price list the pencils. Some of the pencils will be coming back in another month or two.
Okay. We haven't had pencils in a while.
So they're building up slowly.
Okay.
So don't give up hope, and I know that they will be coming out with some of their own designs. There are still some dealer exclusives out there yet to be released.
Well, thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews.
Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, and like this video and subscribe to the channel.
Okay. Great. I'll do that.